Changes. Changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on. Hopefully, it should be real ones with the Sixers. We're on Daryl Morey watch. I think he should be fired. Crazy. I expect him to be fired, and I'll be disappointed in Josh Harris again, like I usually am. If he doesn't fire Daryl Morey, where do you come down on Morey? 215-592-9494 as we unpack the end of the Sixers season. But Hugh, when I say things like changes, or we say things like changes, the word, it's not just about the Sixers. It's about all the teams, really. But one big change that we're about to start seeing in practicality, right? We know about it. We've heard about it. We've talked about it. Hugh is going to be the Eagles' offense.
Hey.
And the change in what we expect. And I don't mean in terms of statistics. Or I don't mean in terms of like championship. I just mean in terms of how it looks. We expect the offense to have a real change in the way the passing game, Hugh, looks. And it's interesting because there's a lot earlier this offseason that was not very flattering out there about Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. We saw the story. We talked
a lot of bad talking about him, talking besmirching the man's name.
Yeah, a lot of besmirching, right?
Besmirch.
And, yeah, and that happened over at ESPN. We unpacked that story, and it was not a great look about Jalen Hurts and his reluctance in the past to change and to do what they want him to do. Well, Hugh, as things have pivoted, right? We're out of the offseason now. We're into the point where they're doing their workouts, and we're a couple weeks away from their minicamp and the mm-hmm. OTA and all that. I think you and everyone will like to hear this. Can we hear Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, over the weekend talking about Jalen Hurts and what he's thinking as he gets ready to work with Sean Mannion here?
What can you tell us about how Jalen Hurts has approached this offseason?
He's approached it full bore. He's been working out off-site on a practice field with some of his receivers. Devontae Smith has shown up. New veteran Elijah Moore, who joined the team recently, has been out there working out with Hurts, who's trying to get the steps down for his new offensive coordinator, Sean Mannion, who's going to have him under center more, play action similar to what you saw with Green Bay. So these are pretty drastic shifts compared to Hurts. What he wants to do, what his preference has been in the past, is to be under shotgun. But I'm told from a team source he's been more open than he ever has been to those sort of monumental changes, and he really likes how Mannion has structured the offense so far.
Hugh? That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It does sound like good news.
I tell you what, this is the first time since I've been here where there's been a new coordinator that it feels like Jalen has embraced him. Not saying that he hasn't embraced the other ones, but it feels like there's more of an effort to a conscious effort to let everybody know that he's embracing it. Because, you know, he's had a couple of press conferences when I was here, and you know, he was talking about the OC, and it didn't feel like he warmed up to him as much. You know, and now you're hearing, and to be honest, this is the first time that I've heard of in the offseason that he's working with the receivers. So that's a positive. That means he's here working with the guys. So that's always a positive, because that's what, you know, that's how you get your timing down. That's how you get comfortable with the receivers that you're throwing the ball to. So, I mean, that's good. Good
for
him.
Let me ask you a question. And this is good. I mean, the idea and the story that, and look, Jeremy Fowler, let's be fair, right? Jeremy Fowler was the one on the original story we talked about. He was one of the authors. It was him and Tim McManus that wrote the story about Jalen basically being a pain in the neck, right? And then being tired of him having all these preferences and strong will and all that kind of stuff. And, mm-hmm. and they're tired of it, right? That was the story in April. It's the same person, Fowler, that's now saying, hey, Jalen has really been receptive to the new offense and what Mannion wants to put in. So that's great. That to me, that signals there is a change there in maybe the way Jalen Hurts is approaching this. That's a good thing. I think we're in agreement there. The question is, do you expect this to last? Are we getting a new Jalen Hurts this season? Because it's one thing to be receptive of, okay, I'll go along with the changes. But what we've heard in the past was, Hugh, and it's part of that original story was, Jalen will kind of go along with the new stuff. But once it doesn't work, he kind of wants to go back to what he knows. And to me, that is going to be the question this year. Not, like, I expect this. He should, especially considering the situation he's in with his contract, he should be open to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're buying into Mannion. They hired Mannion. I expect Jalen to go in and be a good student to start this off and throw himself into this and say, let's go, Sean, and try this summer and this spring.
Yes.
But what the question is, during the full season, do you expect him to stick to it? Or is it like we get to week four or week five, they're struggling, and he didn't want to do these things anymore, and then it becomes that friction that we've heard about in the past. Do you expect a new Hurts for the full 2026 season?
Yes, I do, because there's a lot tied to this, Joe. You're talking about new contract, you know, the fact that, you know, you want to bounce back. You want to change the narrative. And this is what I was talking about a few weeks ago when this story came out, is how Jalen really can't change the narrative. I mean, he can't change it because there's no games to be played, but this is a step in the right direction when you talk about having people talk about the fact that you're working with the receivers. Like I said, I don't recall that ever hearing stories about that in the past. Not saying that he hasn't done it, but I don't recall there ever being a conscious effort to talk about him and the work that he did with the receivers in the offseason. So that's a positive. The fact that he's embraced this offense as quickly as he has. Because I've seen press conferences when he was talking about the offensive coordinator, and he just seemed indifferent. You know, when he talks about him or he'll talk about how he's had a different coordinator every year. So to go into your new job, your new coordinator, embracing everything, I think that helps you. That helps put you ahead of the game a little bit. It also helps you when you have those moments where you want to regress back to the mean and do things that you used to do, that by doing these reps and believing in your teammates, it allows you to advance that and work through that.
Well, there is. We also have Troy Aikman here talking this morning on ESPN about Jalen Hurts and what his expectations are in the new offense.
He's a quarterback who likes 2x2 set receivers and guys coming off the ball vertically, a lot of throws outside the numbers. And I think that with where they're going this year, that it will look different. And I think that there'll be more asked of Jalen Hurts to work the middle of the field, to maybe line up under center a little bit more in the play action game. And that's an offense that I'm a big believer in. When you look around the league at the offenses that are really having success, the San Franciscos, the Dallases, the Green Bays, those type teams, tying it in much like it was in the 90s. It seems to be swinging back in that direction. And I believe Jalen can do anything that he's asked to do. I go back to early in his career. We had them in the playoff game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. It was Jalen's first year as a starter.
I remember the game.
They did not play well in that game offensively. They really struggled, and they needed to be better throwing the football. And the very next year, it was remarkable the turnaround that we saw from that passing game and from Jalen Hurts. So what that proved to me is that he's a quarterback who puts in the time to do everything he can to be his best. And so whatever he's been challenged with this offseason, I fully expect him to come out and play the kind of football that we're accustomed to seeing him play.
All right, so I think it's an interesting perspective there by Troy Aikman. Obviously, he an ex-quarterback, right, a really good one, and mm-hmm. a guy that had different offenses and all that kind of stuff. And he referenced, you know, Jalen getting better from the 2021 playoff game where he did not play well and then became an MVP candidate in 22. There was a little bit of a difference between now and then, though. Mm-hmm. It was the same offense. They were bringing back the same offense to 21 to 22. He just had to get better in it, and he got way better in it and was great that season.
Yes.
This is a brand new offense. So to hear, I think he's going to embrace it. I'm with you on that. My question is he going to be able to do it the way they want him to do? What I mean by that is players have tendencies, right? Like every player mm-hmm. in every sport has tendencies. Some guys go left in basketball. Some guys swing at outside pitches. We've seen it for years with all these different athletes here. Jalen's tendency is to hold the ball. He holds the ball. And in this offense, you need to get rid of the ball quick and on time. So I'm kind of with you in that I think he's going to embrace it. I think he's going to throw himself into it. I think he's going to say, I'm in, Sean. I'm going to do what you asked me to do. But I need to see it to believe it that he's going to execute it well. If it's a timing-based offense and he doesn't typically throw with timing, right? That's not his game.
Mm-hmm.
I question how it's going to look. Not that he doesn't try, not that he doesn't care, not that he's going to push back. I think he's going to do what they ask. But I question if it's going to be a new Hurts, because I just wonder if his tendencies here line up with what they're going to ask him to do when the ball is snapped. Jalen, 1, 2, 3, throw. That's not his tendency.
Well, that's why he's here working on it.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to break those tendencies.
Before you go on, can you break it until the bullets fly for real? Like, to me, it's one thing to do it in practice when they're sitting there and no one's going to hit them. There's no one chasing them.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
I mean, I won't know until it's week one, right? And whoever it is.
It's going to take time.
Oh, yeah, it's training camp.
It's going to take time.
That's important.
I mean, it's going to take time. I mean, no question about that. It's one of those things where, but it can be done. I mean, it's not something where, you know, you want to revert to what you know, but it can be done. You know, it's one of those things where you just have to do it enough that you get comfortable with it. And you have to be okay with failing at it at first, if that's the case. Because I look at it like this. In the San Diego game, even though, you know, most people look at that and say that was a bad game, he did take chances with the football.
Five turnovers.
No, I know he took but he took chances with it.
He threw it over the middle.
He took chances with the football. He just has to be comfortable with the guys being in the position when he throws the football.
All right, so the other part of this is how long will it take, right? Like, new Hurts this year, to me, means it's going to work, and it's going to work quickly. I read last year there was a book about the Shanahan tree, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the parts of the story was about Kyle Shanahan and when he went to Atlanta to work with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And I think we remember the end of the story and not the beginning. Their first year was very choppy together. They went 8-8. Brian threw 16 interceptions. He didn't seem to love it. And then after that first season together, they kind of smoothed it out what they needed to smooth out. The next year, that's the year, Hugh, you've referenced, like you were in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Falcons go to the Super Bowl. They're up 28-3. Matt Ryan wins the MVP. Like, Matt Ryan adjusted, and Matt Ryan became an MVP in this offense. But it wasn't the first year. The first year was very choppy. So Jalen could do this, and I think he's going to throw himself into it. I'm just skeptical it's going to be a new Hurts this season. Kyle, where do you come down on new year, new Hurts, or new year, similar Hurts?
Well, I don't know why we would need a new Jalen Hurts. He's Super Bowl MVP.
He's a Sky Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. So I actually do – I expect Jalen Hurts to embrace the offense, try to adjust. I guess you can say a new version of Jalen Hurts. That doesn't mean that new version is going to be good. Like, I do expect him to give it a go. Does that mean I think
the old college try?
Does that mean I think that he handles it well? Not necessarily. I think I'm in the camp of need to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
But I do buy when people say like Jalen Hurts is embracing it or that he's, you know, I think Jalen knows as well as we do how important of a season this is.
Of course.
So I don't really envision any sort of hesitancy to buy in because I think he knows that his success probably hinges on, you know, it kind of reminds me in a way of a few years ago when we got Gannon out of here and Vic came in and there were some young guys on that defense who, you know, their careers were not contract wise, but at a sort of inflection point, like people's opinions of them could have changed a lot based on the next season they had. And really, they had no choice but to buy into what Vic Fangio was selling.
And they did.
And they did. And it worked out for them. So I think Jalen Hurts will approach it with a very similar mentality. Do I think it will work out successfully for him? Not necessarily. I think I'm a little skeptical, but I do like the fact that I believe he'll be open to it.
Yeah, I think that's one box I think we're going to be able to check. Will he throw himself in and give Sean Mannion the go to let's do this? I think he's going to. I think that's it's a great report from Jeremy Fowler that they're starting on the same page. I guess I'm in the need to see it to believe it, that it works, that it looks right when the games start, that it looks smooth and not choppy.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that with the talent that we have here, it'll probably be an easier leap because you have so many. I'm hoping. Let me just say that. I'm hoping.
Hoping for what?
I'm hoping that with the guys that you have here and they've worked together for so long that the transition will be a lot easier, be a lot smoother.
Like Devontae, you mean?
Yes. I'm talking about the offensive. I'm talking about everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, Dallas and the offensive line and Devontae.
The talent that you have here makes that transition a lot smoother. And I feel like the best course of action for this team is you have enough talent that you could run a – I'm assuming that you can run a somewhat simplified offense that you can implement more stuff in as the weeks progress, you know, just so that the quarterback – like, say, the first couple of weeks of the season, just to get the quarterback comfortable doing what he's doing. And as the season progresses, you start to throw a little bit more at him, kind of like what the Chicago Bears did with their quarterback. You know, they throw everything at him at first and then, you know, allow, like, give him plays that allow him to have success. And then as the season progresses, start to throw more and more at him and let him do more in the offense.
Well, and look, by the end, Caleb Williams was playing at a super high level.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was balling.
Yeah.
He was
balling. And they went to the second round. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your take on this. Fowler saying Hurts fully embraced the new offense. Do you expect a new Jalen Hurts? I mean, that really is what we were looking for. A new and improved. Well, they definitely need to improve because he wasn't good last year. A new and improved Jalen Hurts. Look, I think he's going to embrace it from a mental perspective. I need to see it to believe it on the field when they start the games. I mean, that's the most important thing. And Daryl Morey, should he be fired? Do you expect him to be fired? We're on Morey watch here to see if Josh Harris actually has a spine and gets this guy out of here. Let's go to the HR Godfather in Washington Township. What's up?
Hey, I'm of the camp that Jalen Hurts came out of college. We knew his strengths and we knew his weaknesses. Great leader, hard worker, all of those things. But we also knew that he didn't throw the ball over the middle. He was not a timing passer. I don't think that's going to change in a new offense. He is what he is. I have no doubt he'll try it. I just don't think he's got, after all these years of playing quarterback a certain way, that all of a sudden he's going to be comfortable throwing the ball over the middle, having receivers get the ball quickly out of his hand instead of holding it indecisively. That's, I appreciate Hugh's optimism. I just don't think that we're going to see that.
And I appreciate your pessimism. Yeah, we're good. We're all in the same. Yeah, we're good.
I mean, it's one of those, like, can you teach an old dog new tricks thing, right? He's very established. I mean, he's played quarterback for a long time, right? You go back, I mean, he started as a freshman in college. I mean, then we're talking about probably, what was that, 2017, 2018? He's probably been playing high-level football at that position the way he's played it, Hugh, and with a lot of success for 10 years, right? When you add the NFL to the college game.
Yeah.
Like, he's played a very particular way for a decade in the SEC and now in the NFL. Hugh, I don't think it's going to be like a snap your fingers and he switches. Yeah, go ahead.
If I may, there's muscle memory and there's mental memory, and I don't think he could overcome the both of them.
I think it's HR Goff, a good phone call. Hugh, how long do you think it takes it to click if he's going to do it and he's going to become proficient at it? Because I just mentioned, you know, Matt Ryan really struggled for a year with Shanahan's offense. They went 8-8.
There's a possibility he can struggle.
Yeah,
but he has to show some growth.
But all right, let's just use the Ryan example.
Yeah.
Ryan threw 16 picks. They went 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
The next year he won the MVP. If Jalen has a year like that, he's not even going to be here next year.
I think that.
Right. Like
I don't necessarily believe that to be true.
Wait, hold on.
Listen, I understand. Like, here's...
Let me ask you a question. If Jalen throws a pick per game and they go 500, you think he's the quarterback next year here?
Joe, I don't think they move on from Jalen. Like, I know what you're asking me, and I know the ramifications of everything, because you got no money left on this deal as far as, like, guaranteed bread. I know that. But I think if he shows real growth in his offense, you have to extend him. Now, I don't know what that extension looks like. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what kind of money he would command in the sense if he's coming off of that season where he's thrown 16 picks. But I don't think you can move off. I don't think you can move on from him if he shows growth in that offense just for that simple reason right there.
What reason?
Because you're talking about the growth in the offense the next year.
That was a tough one. I'll leave you there.
The growth in the offense for next year. I don't think you can move on from it. And I know that sounds crazy, but now that we're sitting here thinking about it,
that'd be kind of tough. If he has 17 picks, he's out of here, guys.
I don't know if I'd go out of here, but I do go, like, the wheels start to be kicked in motion. Like, they either get a guy in here who legitimately Cole Payton fifth round type,
but don't we have a line of the end of the season for a contract? I mean, he's not going to play.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He's not going to play in 27 without a contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe. There has to be growth in this offense. And I feel like what he's doing is putting himself in position for it to be that, because, you know, there's going to be growing pains. I mean, you'd be silly to think that.
I agree with you.
It's going to be growing pains, but I think there's a way that you could structure this offense where you can have success and grow at the same time.
So look, we're on schedule alert here, right? We got a big one yet. We'll talk about it later in the show for when they're going to play later in the season on a holiday. When the schedule comes out, and we'll have some more leaks the next couple of days, we might know the opener, who knows, but we're going to know some things. But you know what's really going to play a big role into all this? Who the first four games are. If we all agree, it might take some time.
You want to try to get that soft part of the schedule.
Yeah, right. I mean, if
you don't want no buzz saws, you don't want, like, the Dallas Cowboys right out the gate. Well, right. We're not going to get them right out the gate, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we could get them early, but we know we're going to get them on Thanksgiving. But whatever, like, whoever, that first month is going to be a big thing just to figure out, can they get their feet under them in a brand new offense?
And I think that's why it's important that Jalen's working with the offensive coordinator now. I think that helps. I don't know how much Matt Ryan worked with Shanahan when he was there.
I'm sure a lot.
At the beginning. But it kind of helps with that. You got your receivers in. You got your core guys trying to get this offense down, trying to get the terminology down. I think that helps. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah. Like, I do think, and it's a great report from Fowler, that he's embracing it. I'm in. I that's great. That makes me feel way better about this thing, that Jalen's embracing it. I expected that, though. I would have been surprised if he came into a critical season for himself and the team kind of with his arms folded. I think this is... Jalen Hurts is too much of a pro to not embrace this. He's good. This is what they're doing. This is the team. He's on the team. He's the quarterback.
Kind of foolish not
he
to.
Would be. And so I expected it, but it's great to hear. As far as how he will look in it, yeah, I need to see it to believe it. I need to see how long it takes him to go from a certain way of playing for a very long time, and he had a lot of success with it, to now like totally different. Instead of holding the ball for a long time and making a play, it's get rid of that football.
Get rid of the ball. Get rid of the run.
It's like night and day. And we shall see. 215-592-9494. Do you expect to see a new Jalen? Hugh does. All in on new Jalen Hurts. And Daryl Morey, do you expect him to get fired? Should he get fired? I mean, it's clear he should get fired. And I expect it. I think Josh Harris would be crazy to bring Daryl Morey back. All right, coming back on the other side, your phone calls. Plus, we want to we're going to get to something on the Sixers. Something I'm interested to see where people come down on this angle of the Sixers offseason when it comes to one particular player. We'll get to that. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The playoffs are here, and unfortunately we're not in them anymore. But hey, every game matters, and Fanatics Sportsbook is their way. They're there every moment for the playoffs. Here's the deal, people. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash. And remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still stacking fan cash. Fan cash unlocks value you can't get at other sportsbooks, folks. Like, you get more bets, a limited profit boost for your favorite player props, authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events like Fanatics Fest in New York City. But that's not the only play, people. The good times roll on with Fanatics Fair Play, an injury protection policy that turns losses into wins. That's right, if you love player props, your legs are protected against the entire first half of every game if an injury takes place. So if your guy goes down, boom, you're getting your money back or your parlay plays on. Make the switch to the sportsbook that gives you more to play with. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.